And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
And it's a very happy birthday to my favourite Irishman. Bono turns 57 today. To my second favourite Irishman, Enda. G'day. How are you going?
Or as my grandparents used to call him, Bonio, when he first became famous. They didn't know that he was called Bono, and that was good. He used to always make me laugh, and I used to say, it's Bono, and my granddad used to call him Bonio.
Bonio. Hey, what's Bonio's real name?
Paul Houston. He's a wonderful guy, and you know what? For such a global rock star, he quite often just has a coffee in the pub in Dalkey, where he lives in Dublin. If you go to the pub in Dalkey, he's often just chilling there reading the papers. Amazing.
There we go. Paul Hewson. Sounds like you two are great mates. Now, listen, Tour de France champion. I saw this overnight. Chris Froome, he's been run off the road. He was on his bike. How is he?
He's okay. He is a mate of mine, and he's a wonderful guy. Three-time champion of the Tour de France, going for a fourth in July. He was training in the south of France where he lives, and a motorist, Froome is alleging, has deliberately mounted the pavement. To get away from this motorist, Froome has gone up with the bicycle onto the pavement, and the car has come after him. And he says that this was just an impatient driver. There was traffic, and get this. Some guy driving has decided to basically drive over the winner of the Tour de France. The bicycle is mangled. Froome has put a picture out on Twitter as he used the word totaled. The bike is gone. Froome jumped off and he has given the details to French police, and hopefully they will arrest this lunatic. But what a thing to do.
We're ramming him off the road. Now, Enda, I've got about 60 seconds here and I need you to tell me this story. It's an absolute ripper. Brits are ending up in casualty because they don't know how to slice fruit. Which one?
The avocado. Nobody here knows how to get the stone out of it. It's becoming increasingly popular, a la young Australians loving it on their toast. They're falling in love with the avocado here, Ben. And I kid you not, there's a story in the papers today with a diagram telling you how to successfully get the stone out of an avocado and not end up in casualty. It's a huge, huge problem. A lot of knife injuries, fingers, I kid you not. Check out the Times newspaper today. They've done a helpful diagram how to take the stone out of an avocado and not end up in hospital.
It's simple. You just smash the knife into it, twist, turn, you're out. Enda, so are you. Thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Enda Brady, Sky News UK.